Happy Christmas, everybody. It's great to be with you this morning. I wonder, as we get going this morning, what are some of your favourite things about Christmas? Who's been enjoying the Christmas lights around the town and the houses? We've been driving around in the rain, having a look at those. How about presents? Who's already opened some presents this morning? Quite a few. Some have. How about who's looking forward to the food, Christmas food? So the turkey later on. If you have turkey, brilliant. Hope it's already in. And how about who enjoys Christmas TV? Who enjoys some of the programs watching at Christmas time? Some people. Well, we've gone back to the 1990s this year because we actually bought a Radio Times. I didn't even know those still existed. But I can be absolutely sure that the one thing that will be circled in our Radio Times for 3 o'clock today, circled by my wife, Abby, will be the Queen's Speech. So, hands up, who still watches the Queen's Speech? Oh, good, there's a lot more hands going up. I asked this in the school assemblies, and hardly anyone put their hand up. I even wondered if they knew who the Queen was, which would be a shame, wouldn't it? But the Queen's Speech, we'll be coming back to that in a moment today. There's loads to love about Christmas, isn't there? There's a few things perhaps we don't like. Sprouts. Is anyone going to be having sprouts later? I like sprouts as well, but some people don't. They hate them, don't they? Some people will be forcing them down. Or how about the Christmas washing up? Who likes the Christmas washing up? Now, I've got my dad here this year, and he usually does that, so it's quite good. But it's the worst one, isn't it? All the congealed turkey fat on the pans. Loads of pans. Who helps with the Christmas washing up? Anybody? Any of the children? Anyone help with the Christmas washing up? Theo's kind of doing that. What's that mean? Sort of. Start it off. Well, I'll ask you next week. Well, amongst all these things that we love about Christmas, it's great, isn't it, to pause like we're doing this morning and just to think about what Christmas is really all about, the true meaning. As we were saying just then, that God himself was born as a baby, that Jesus was so humble that he stepped down out of heaven and became one of us, a little baby. Well, to help us today think about it, I've asked Bethany if she can come out and volunteer. Bethany's going to play Her Majesty the Queen. So Bethany, do you want to come up for me? Right, thank you, Bethany. So I'd like us to imagine that we've just finished our Christmas lunch later on. You're feeling a bit like you're going to pop because you've eaten too much, like we usually do. And we're just about to watch the Queen's speech. So here's the Queen, Bethany with her crown on there. And usually, if you do watch the Queen, it's a bit of a rush. So you just kind of chuck all the pans in the sink and you leave all the dirty washing till later on. And the telly, there's the Queen on the telly. Can you look through the telly? There she is, looking radiant with her crown on. The national anthem rings out, God save our gracious Queen. All right, that's enough. Let's not get carried away. Wait till later on for the rest of it. And there she is. She's looking radiant, and you're getting ready to hear what she's going to say this year. She usually says some really good things. Sometimes she mentions Jesus as well, which is great. But this year, something really strange happens, because as she's speaking, she stops mid-sentence, takes off her crown, put that down, take off her crown, and she disappears from view. So Bethany, can you go and hide behind the Christmas tree? Back in a minute. And you think, well, where's the Queen gone? What's she doing? Where's she going? Why is she leaving her palace on Christmas Day? Well, later on, you hear a ring at the doorbell. Ding dong. And you open the door. And you nearly fall over because to your great surprise, it's none other than the Queen herself. And all your family, well, they start panicking. They grab some red napkins off the Christmas table and start trying to make a makeshift red carpet for the Queen to walk through. But to your great surprise, she walks straight through to the kitchen, straight through, and what she does, she pulls on the washing up gloves. You put those on. She's not allergic to rubber gloves, is she? No? Good. Should have checked that before. Got to check all these sort of things today. And she pulls on the washing up gloves. One's fine, that's all right, you've got enough. And she starts washing up all the pans. Can you start washing up the pans? She starts washing up all the pans that we've just left in the sink. And you think, no, this is all wrong. Your Majesty, please sit down. You're the Queen. You're not supposed to serve us. We're supposed to serve you. Well done. Well, I think we should give Bethany a round of applause. You can go sit down. Catherine and Steve, she's got that gleaming, so that bodes well for later on. Well done. Thank you, Bethany. That was great. So imagine that, the Queen giving up all of her royal privileges, the palace, all of her servants, even her beloved corgi dogs, to become one of us and enter our homes and serve us like that. Well, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? But this, I know it's a bit silly story, but we were just imagining, but this helps us understand just a little bit what King Jesus did for us. God himself, who gave up his position in heaven to become one of us. Just listen to these verses, which are going to come on the screen. I've taken these from the Children's Bible, actually. It's the same passage. It says this: Jesus Christ was himself like God in everything. He was equal with God. But he did not think that being equal with God was something to be held on to. He gave up his place with God and made himself nothing. He was born as a man and became like a servant. Remember, Jesus is God. He's fully God and fully man. So he's much more important even than the Queen. And he created everything, isn't it? Jesus created everything before the world began, the sky, the stars, the sea. And so he doesn't just rule over Great Britain like the Queen, but he's the King of the universe. Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. That's right. And so no one in their right mind, surely no one in their right mind would give up all of that privilege, would they? But Jesus did that. He stepped down out of heaven, he took off his crown and exchanged his royal throne for a manger in a cold stable. He left the praise of heaven for the hatred of the world, an all-powerful God born as a helpless baby. We're going to sing later our final carol, these words: mild he lay his glory by. Imagine that, Mary on the first Christmas day holding God in her hands. That's amazing, isn't it? Well, just going back to our imagined Christmas day, what if the Queen, what if she didn't stop at the washing up? What if she then started taking the bins out and cleaning the floor? Well, Jesus, he didn't stop at becoming a baby, being born a man, but he grew up. And our next verses show what he did for us. And when he was living as a man, he humbled himself and was fully obedient to God. He obeyed even when that caused his death, even death on a cross. See, Jesus, he didn't just humble himself by being born as a baby, as a man. He humbled himself even to dying on a cross, the most shameful death that anyone could die. And why did he do it? Well, we know, don't we? And perhaps you don't, but before, ever since the beginning of time, people like you and me, we've been turning away from God and have broken our relationship with him. So Jesus left the joys of heaven to become a human so that he could take the blame for all of our sin by dying on the cross in our place. He died so that we don't have to. We'll sing later those words: mild he lay his glory by, born that man no more may die. For the person trusting in Jesus Christ, death is not the end. Well, just as we finish the end of those verses in a moment, we know that the Bible story doesn't stop at Christmas, does it? It doesn't even stop at the cross, because Jesus didn't stay dead, but he rose again and he ascended to heaven. Those verses that we had read this morning, they continue, don't they? Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledged that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. See, King Jesus, he was born in weakness, wasn't he? And he served us in shame on the cross. But for all of that, God gave him the highest place, the name above every name, so that Jesus deserves our complete worship and devotion, not just today on Christmas Day, but for all our days. And although he was born in weakness, he will return in power. And on that day, every knee will bow before him, either in adoration or in fear. Remember those three wise men? They're famous, aren't they? They left everything to follow the star. Some of the kids were wandering around yesterday and this morning, actually, following the star around as wise men. But what did they do when they met the boy Jesus? They bowed down and worshipped him. He's the king. If you've not already done that in your lifetime, why not use this opportunity, even today, even this Christmas Day, to acknowledge that Jesus really is Lord of all, and come to know him as your friend? Well, maybe if you do watch The Queen later on, you might remember our slightly little silly story this morning. And you never know, you could try and leave the dishes. She might turn up, you never know. But let's remember that Jesus is the King. He really did humble himself by serving us, becoming a man and then dying on a cross. He stopped at nothing to make us friends with God. Our next carol that we're going to sing now has these words: King, King of heaven, now the friend of sinners, humble servant in the Father's hands.